Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Tuesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive from 4pm for the rest of your lives. Anyway, we begin with the fallout from Liverpool's surprise win over Man City. And manager Jurgen Klopp received a red card for berating a referee's assistant. We'll hear from Moni Simon Jordan in a minute. But first, here's Liverpool legend Graham Souness, or Souness, no one really knows, claiming Klopp could have no complaints.
The responsibility that, you know, managers, and it's rich coming from you, because I would lose my head every game I was involved in on the touchline. But there are parameters. You can't go, as Jurgen Klopp did yesterday, in the face of the linesman when he's trying to do his job. He correctly got sent off, in my opinion. You can't do that. That's inciting the crowd to act in a different way.
There's nothing wrong with emotion. We want emotion, but there's a balance between emotion and overstepping the mark. And I think both managers did it. I think when Anthony Taylor went over to look at the screen, Guardiola's at him, on him, across him, and when he gives the verdict, he's up in the crowd's face and he's giving it to the crowd. And there's a balance between managers getting involved in inspiring their team and taking it beyond the pale.
Coaches and managers have a responsibility, and it's, you know, people will point to me and think, I didn't always behave. I hold my hands up. You get caught in the moment. I think they have a responsibility, and crowds bounce off what reaction they see from the managers. You know, they if they get up for it, if they feel, oh, he's the expert, he's upset by that challenge or that foul not being given, they react off that. And that's where the balancing act has to come in.
Now, here's Danny Kelly, Sean Custis and Danny Murphy on kickoff.
Thank you very much indeed.
Just me again. I can't be bothered doing that impression 9 more times. Here is Danny.
Thank you very much.
That was me. I could be bothered doing one more, but this really is Danny.
Yeah, let's finish out the discussion about what went on at Anfield. Well, I mean, we could take up the whole 3 hours if we wanted to. What did you make of the behaviour of the managers on the touchline?
As soon as they start losing it, as soon as they start being that way and overly animated, I don't think it helps players. I think it causes more chaos than it does calmness. Mm. And I think those two should know a bit better by now. I don't mind seeing passion, but you're out the box and Jurgen's in the linesman's face. I know he apologised, and rightly so. Fair play to him for doing so.
So, of course, red card. My fault. I went over the top in a moment. I don't think it was disrespectful to anybody, but when you look the pictures back, I know myself in 55 years, the way I look in these moments is already worth a red card.
Pep sometimes is just as equally emotional and over the top. I think they've got to a point where they should know a bit better.
But would they have?
I think there's different aspects to it. I think fans like a manager to show passion and anger and frustration, all the things they feel. It makes them feel connected. I get that because I've been a fan. And I understand that when a manager doesn't do it, sometimes the fans think he doesn't care, which isn't the case either.
No, it's nonsense.
I'm just giving a footballer's perspective of it. I think the majority of intelligent, bright footballers look across and see things going on, and most of them, nearly all, I would say, think, oh, get a grip, gaffer, again. Here we go again. Honestly, they do, because it's just a sideshow to what you're trying to do on the pitch. You know, I think the manager sets the example. I wouldn't want to see Pep or Klopp lose their passion. That's not what I'm saying. But I think there are moments where they could rein themselves in.
Now, following some ugly scenes during the game at Anfield, the Manchester City team bus was also attacked after the match. Former Crystal Palace owner Simon Jordan said Liverpool must face consequences for the actions of their supporters.
The bottom line is, it's not acceptable. It's not acceptable, and Liverpool Football Club are going to have to do something about it, because it's their fans, it's happening on their watch, and there needs to be a consequence for it. Now, I hate it. I hate the idea that the minority can affect the majority. I do. I think it's ridiculous. And I know that those that shout the loudest make the most noise, and sometimes we have a propensity to listen to those guys. But when people are lobbing bricks for a football club's bus window, you're moving into the area of unacceptability and a consequence. Now, how deep we go for that consequence is the debate, isn't it? And how much policing has to be involved to be able to...
What should the authorities do? If they get some CCTV of it, what should they do?
Nick them and consequence them and sling them in prison for 3 months and let them lose their jobs so they can work out the consequences of their ridiculous behaviour.
Should the club be punished here, Simon? Should the FA come down hard on Liverpool? Coins thrown at Guardiola on the same day as Manchester City coach gets his window smashed.
Has it stopped it so far? That people, that the club's being punished. The clubs already operate on a zero tolerance policy. If the FA set a standard of required policing, required stewarding, required training, and they don't, hang on a second, Gray, and they don't meet that standard, then consequence the club.
And here's former Premier League manager Neil Warnock actually praising a referee. He reckons Anthony Taylor's display at Anfield was excellent because he let the game flow.
I've got to tell you, I thought Anthony was fantastic, the referee. I thought Anthony Taylor was, I thought that's the best referee performance I've seen for a long, long time. So it might surprise you to say that. The only grouse I think you've got with the VAR is the fact that if the VAR had been involved all the game, the VAR would have interacted and stopped about 10 times the free kicks that Anthony let go. So that's my biggest bugbear is there's nobody that's played the game in the studios.
Now, here's a former Champions League winner, Didier Hamann, responding to recent criticism from Jurgen Klopp. Oh, can of worms.
They look pedestrian and they just look flat. And I'm not sure where the spark's going to come from.
Who said that?
Didier Hamann.
Oh, great. He's a fantastic source. Well respected everywhere.
Former Liverpool midfielder, obviously.
That doesn't give you the right to say what you want, especially when you have no idea.
I made a point towards the situation at Liverpool, and you know, if he wants to react the way he did, then you know that's his decision. Only he knows why he said it. But you know, I don't want to get involved. I obviously acknowledge what he said. I let other people judge on that, and everybody can make his own assumptions, but as I said, I don't want to get involved in a discussion or in a verbal slang in the public. So you know, he said it. I know it made a few headlines. I spoke to Vinnie O'Connor, who asked the question at the time. I think he had a bit of bother as well. He had a lot of phone calls as well in the last few days. But yeah, for me, it's all done and dusted.
Now, there are reports that Aston Villa want former Spurs boss Mauricio Pochettino if they sack Steven Gerrard, or Gerrard, no one really knows. Here's me and former Villa striker Darren Bent disagreeing about whether or not he's too big for the role.
So, the United job was available, was there. Chelsea job was available, it was there. Neither of them two clubs opted to go for Pochettino. Mm. He's not going to get Liverpool anytime soon, he's not going to get City anytime soon. So, at some stage, the longer he's out of work, his stock will drop. That you can only hang on to that Champions League final at Spurs for so long.
Well, it wasn't just that, what he did.
No, but
for
he did, look, I was just going for his finishing there. What he did there, fantastic at Spurs. Yeah. Where he worked fifth in his first season, third, second, third, fourth. Got him to Champions League final.
That's frightening.
That's decent. He then went to PSG, which was supposed to be the big job that he wanted. Probably didn't go to plan. We know he won the league, but everybody wins the league. But he managed to lose it in his first season.
That's right. Didn't win the Champions League.
No, and when you speak to certainly a lot of the football experts, European football experts, he didn't leave there with glowing references. Players didn't like him, apparently. The club couldn't wait to get rid of him. So it's almost like his stock dropped a little bit. Now, it's all well and good you sitting there and waiting for a top job because you think that's the level that you're at. If these jobs don't become available or no one hires you, because as I've said, there's been two there that have been available. I know there's talk about Allegri in Syria on maybe...
Dodgy ground.
But I think for himself personally, Villa would be a perfect stopper for him.
I think from Villa's perspective, it would be. Villa fans would be over the moon, etc. I personally think it's beneath him.
Why beneath
him? I think he's a better manager than Villa.
So what's his level? For me in this country, I don't think he's one of the top managers in this country. He's turned Spurs, while he was there, into a genuine top four like powerhouse where they were close to winning the league, got them to a Champions League final. So he got more out of less, had a really good team there, did good things at Southampton. Then he got the opportunity to step up to PSG, and that was the one where, right, let's see what he can do. Didn't do very well in the Champions League. He's come back now. None of the big boys have gone from Chelsea, had the opportunity to, he was there free. What did Chelsea opt to do? go to Brighton and get someone out of their contract who they thought was the right man to take this club forward. Pochettino himself might think to himself, this is beneath me. But the longer you sit out of work, your stock just keeps falling. You have to take a job at some stage.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On now to rugby. And England head coach Eddie Jones has been speaking ahead of the upcoming Autumn Nations series, which is live on TalkSport and TalkSport 2. Premiership side Wasps have now entered administration, and Jones gave his thoughts on what needs to be done to fix club rugby.
The two-time European champions and four-time Premiership winners follow Worcester and will be relegated to the Championship. The Premiership becomes an 11-team competition going forward.
Sometimes competitions start small, successful, then teams want to join it. Yeah. And I'm thinking of Super Rugby in Australia, New Zealand, South Africa. And the Premiership here, they grow out, they get too many teams. Economically, it doesn't work. And then they come back and find the right balance. And I'm sure this is a real opportunity for English rugby to get the club rugby right, and I'm sure they will.
Well, that's it, gang. Why are you showing? I don't know. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today. After us at 7 p.m, it's Around the Grounds with Adrian Dunn, with all the goals as they go in the Premier League and the EFL. What happens if every game's 0-0? What happens then? Yeah, that's a very good point. I think he's got the night off. Anyway, there will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talks About Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.